The Florida Citrus Commission Wednesday opened its exploration of a possible federal research and promotion program for orange juice. Some citrus commissioners and others said the goal would be to increase OJ marketing dollars and to solve the so-called free rider issue. Free rider refers to imported OJ getting a free ride because generic advertising by the Florida Department of Citrus helps sell the imported juice. A federal program would collect marketing taxes from both domestic orange growers and OJ importers. A major concern about a federal program was expressed by Citrus Commissioner Ellis Hunt, who said he wouldn't want to give up the Citrus Commission's control of marketing of OJ and have control assumed by the federal government. Department of Citrus Executive Director Doug Ackerman further discusses the goals of the federal order exploration and steps to be taken.
And looking at the smaller crop size, the increase in the competitive environment within the grocery store, and the need to make sure that we maintain a good market for orange juice as a whole. So I think the goals overall of this exploratory committee are first of all, to definitely put some parameters to that and understand from the USDA what a program would involve, and then understand what that would mean to Florida as a whole. The mission statement for the Florida Department of Citrus is to maximize demand for Florida citrus and Florida citrus products and ensure the sustainability of the Florida citrus industry. So first and foremost, we also need to include that. And you know, what would a federal research and promotion order do to the Florida industry as a whole? So we're talking about doing some economic modeling and looking at how much money could be generated, looking at the imports that are coming in from various countries. Of course, Mexico seems to be a primary of concern now with juice coming across the borders through NAFTA. So just putting some economic value to what that would mean. And then, of course, from a marketing standpoint, you have to look at the brand equity that we have involved. We have, you know, $1.7 billion over 80 years invested in the Florida citrus brand. What's that worth? And what does that mean to people overall?
And many people concerned about the free rider issue. A lot of orange juice in America is imported and therefore not paying any taxes. That's a major concern to many, it sounded like.
Yeah, that's definitely a concern. I think President Black from Mutual quoted, 40% of the juice that's consumed in the United States is not from the United States, and they're not paying for their fair share of the marketing. So, that's definitely still a concern for some.
The economics department here, among other things, will look at how much growers might benefit by raising additional funds.
Absolutely. You have to look at, first of all, how many additional funds can you realistically expect to gain by instilling such a program or developing such a program. And then again, there's that trade-off in brand equity of if you're not going to talk about Florida anymore, what's that worth to you versus what you gain by instituting just a national orange juice program versus a 100% Florida initiative.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.